Vikram, your movie follows you as you pretend to be an Indian guru and gain followers when you choose Phoenix as your locale to move to. When did the first seed of this idea form, and what was it?
I was starting to shoot a documentary on New Age teachers and yoga teachers in America. And part of that interest was just seeing this, the growth of an industry that was based upon a spiritual tradition in India, and it was becoming an industry in America. And when I was making that film, very slowly it started turning into something very small and humble, with me just talking to people about spirituality and mostly talking to pretty yoga girls about their spiritual experiences. And it turned into something much deeper, where I was meeting a lot of gurus and people who were industry leaders. And I keep using the word industry, but not to be cynical about this being a really important thing in America and in people's lives, but it is a growing, you know, business also. So it came from, you know, thinking about how spirituality and business work together, and that was sort of my angle. At some point, when meeting a lot of really interesting people, sometimes being inspired and sometimes being, you know, appalled by their behavior, I said one day in my edit room while I was looking at footage, you know, with a friend of mine, I was like, you know, I should just do this myself, and I could be, and my middle name is Kumar, and so I said, why don't I just be Kumare? You know, it's vaguely Indianish, and what if I just made everything up? And, you know, I think it was a kind of a joke, but, you know, I took it seriously, whether my friend did or not. So, you know, as I thought about it more, I said, you know, this is the movie I really want to make. And after a few years of sounding, every time I had the idea and spoke about it, I sounded like I was crazy. I stopped talking about it and just started pursuing and thinking about how to do it. And I brought some of the guys I've known for a long time and worked with into it and explained the idea to them, and they got it and helped me develop it into this film.
Briefly describe the process by which you transformed yourself into Kumare. What did you do in order to get into this character, basically?
Well, I had during that time when I was as a child, I had grown up going to ashrams and meditating and learning a lot of rituals. I come from a pretty religious background, as the film also shows, and so the teachers, that the gurus and the swamis that were the inspiration for Kumare, are people that I've known and grown up with, and people I met while making this documentary later on. So a lot of that transformation happened from me just imagining both mythological characters that I grew up seeing on, you know, Indian movies and comic books and things like that, and people I had met. So I took all of that stuff and took all the good out of everybody I had read about and met, and decided, let me just create this character. And part of it was literally just growing a beard, because people around you react so strangely once you stop shaving that it becomes automatically interesting. And so to transform also, like, you know, I basically embraced vegetarianism and started practicing yoga every day and meditating. And the effects of those practices really, they affect you whether or not they're the answer to everything. You know, there's something that you feel in your body and in your mind that's different. So along doing that, having a goal of being this character made going to class every day much easier. And so it was kind of organic. But also, you know, I decided to, you know, take on the character before I even knew how we were going to make the movie. And part of it was just that the idea that I look different in my regular life forced me to say, oh, I'm going to have to do this, because I'm not going to shave until I finish this movie. So, you know.
Did you ever, early on, I mean, you had said you had had experience being around a lot of yoga practitioners in the yoga industry. Did you ever early on have any think like, am I going to be able to pull this off? Did you ever have any doubts?
Yeah, I definitely had doubts. Partly because there are people who have encyclopedic knowledge of things, and there are also people who are amazing practitioners. And, you know, I don't think of myself as being, you know, exceptional in those ways. But for some reason, because of my, you know, upbringing and being around these people, the character was so natural to me. And I'm not an actor. I've never acted in anything. And, you know, it was really hard to find any video footage of me, you know, for the last 10 years, because I'm just, like, never around cameras and things like that. So it was, you know, it was easy for me just because this character had been sort of brewing in my imagination since I was a little kid, kind of. So that's what made it really easy, because otherwise I wasn't really, you know, creating a character that was totally separate from me. Like, everything in the character is kind of from me. Everything he says is things that I believe. And so it was pretty organic, you know.
As Kumari, you start to develop this core group of followers in Phoenix, and people start to really open up to you. I mean, how did that make you feel as people start to tell you their personal problems and things?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I knew that we wanted to go into places that I hadn't seen in a film like this before, and I also knew that we wanted to not do anything mean-spirited and really just keep everything positive. But because of this, you know, the fact that I would unveil at the end, it meant that, you know, I really wanted to be aware of what people were thinking and explain what Vikram believes through Kumari. And I think that we were successful in that. The way I personally felt was that in my mind, intellectually, I knew it would go there. But once you go to a place emotionally or personally and physically, it changes everything. And oftentimes there was a lot of self-doubt, and my concern for them was, you know, overshadowing sometimes what we were doing as a film. But you know, I just knew that if we treated everyone with respect and explained everything that we were doing along the way, that everything would be okay and people would get it. And I think you know, and I hope that also after the film it makes it even clearer to everybody who is around that what we were doing was to, you know, give a message, put a message out into the world, and that we, you know, we did our best to treat everyone with respect and, you know, inspire them also.
I think that is very clear after the film. While you were in it, though, I'm wondering also if you felt worried, like, oh my gosh, am I really cheating these people? I mean, was that a concern of yours?
Yeah, I think that one of the basic premises of the movie that makes me critical of people is saying, well, you know, when I'm meeting the different gurus and spiritual leaders, is, hey, what makes you think that you have the answer to everybody's problems? And there was a general contradiction that started coming into my mind and said, well, what makes me think that I have the answer to all of these problems? And, you know, it was kind of a paradox that was a little bit of a struggle to deal with, but I knew that, you know, if I was going to do this, I had put so many years of thought into it. I brought the best people that I knew, the people who understood the idea the best. And I just kind of said, you know, we're here and I have something that I believe in, and we're just going to do it to the best of our ability and, you know, keep our mind focused on what this is all about, you know? And so, yeah, there's definitely that moment of, of just general self-doubt, just like any, I think, artist or teacher or anybody has, you know.
While you're in Arizona, you pay a few visits to some other spiritual guides, a shop that sells some curios and stones and whatever you have it that this fella, who seems to be quite a character, is running this shop. What, you know, how did your opinion change, or what did you see as you were going through and visiting all these different places? I mean, what do you think of all these folks that are part of the industry?
Well, I think that in generally people are, you know, most of these people that are in the film are not that different than myself, you know. They have a curiosity when it comes to religion, spirituality, and are trying to figure out how it works in the world and have come to conclusions over time. Specifically John Rogers in the movie, I mean, he was an encyclopedia of information. He knew everything about every religion. And I saw a lot of myself. I said, oh, am I going to turn into this guy at some point? And the thing was that I knew that it took a few conversations, but I just felt like a lot of people in it have such a, you know, authentic and pure heart about it. And he's great because the first thing, you know, he would tell me is like, I'll sell anyone anything, you know, and self-deprecating, not to be, you know, not that he is, you know, this
not
big
capster. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not like some, you know, capitalist guy who's like selling out. He has a store and he's really intelligent and he has a belief in certain things. But it was all about our analysis, and I definitely connected with him and a lot of other people because I just shared a lot of their beliefs and, you know, ideas, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, It's kind of like, I guess you could look at a fellow like him as well as, you know, when you say, I'll sell anybody anything, the flip side of that is, well, I know the right thing for the right person, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think about, you know, everybody who there are a lot of people we met who aren't in the film as well, and because I really implanted myself in Phoenix as a person, and people knew of Kumari and were talking about him, and you know, I'd run into people and they'd wave on the street, and it was interesting being in that, you know, in sort of in a spiritual community in Phoenix. But yeah, I mean, it's just great people, and I think when you, the whole thing is about, as Kumari, when I approach people, I only saw this sort of genuine, pure side of them, because that's the person that I was putting out, which is strange to say because it was a character I was playing. But oddly enough, when playing that, these, you know, people approach Kumari in such a different way that they don't seem to be somebody who is, you know, a bookstore owner or a Christian or a Jew. They're just like, you know, when I was talking to them, they were just somebody else who had this, who was on the same sort of spiritual path as everybody else and had questions and concerns and health things, you know, had faith in things, and you know, and you know, I was just another one of those people who just happened to be, looked a lot different than them, you know.
How do you relate to yourself now and the rituals that you had growing up? You know, how do you see them? How do you feel about spirituality and religion in your own self now?
I don't think that skepticism, you know, and humor about things have gone away. I think they're just sort of living comfortably with more of an open-mindedness about everybody, and also realizing that you know, things that we do that aren't religious have rituals in them. Things that we do that are not religious and sound scientific have as much fantasy and imagination and mythology with them. We live in an age where people are, you know, obsessed with technology and think that technology is going to save everything, and it's equally mythological and fantastic as saying somebody has come from, you know, heaven or something like that. And people sort of think that religion and the way we look at the rest of the world is, you know, are different. And one's an illusion, one isn't. But, I mean, we're all kind of living in that. So, you know, my perspective has just changed in that, you know, I didn't really fall. I feel like this movie, you know, kept me from becoming a cynic. You know, it turned me the other way. And, yeah, I mean, it's also great to see what you're capable of when you're playing a character, how you can connect with people like you've never connected before in your regular life, which is kind of, you know, confusing mentally, you know?
Yeah. Well, Vikram Gandhi, thank you very much for your time. And your film is wonderful and very moving, I think.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.